The foreign minister of Saudi Arabia met today with President Bush. Saud Al-Faisal pledged support for President Bush's campaign against those who carried out the attacks last week. He also cautioned that the fight against terrorism should be clear-headed, not vengeful, and that the guilty still need to be identified. Some of the hijackers have been traced back to Saudi Arabia. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The identity of the hijackers is of great concern to the Saudis because it's been widely reported that 14 or 15 of the 19 had addresses in Saudi Arabia. This has led many in Saudi Arabia to say that the country is being scapegoated, and indeed, one or two of the hijackers named in the media have since been proven to be alive and well in Saudi Arabia. It seems clear at this point that some hijackers stole identity documents from Saudi citizens, but it also appears that some of the hijackers are in fact from Saudi Arabia, as is Osama bin Laden, the alleged mastermind. He has vowed to overthrow the Saudi royal family for allowing American forces to be based on Saudi soil. He was deprived of his Saudi citizenship and exiled for his views. But Jamal Khashoggi of the Arab News in Jeddah says bin Laden may still be influential in the country of his birth.
Unfortunately, if it turned out that most of the suspects were Saudis, that means he has an appeal, or the ideas of jihad is still appealing to some young Saudis.
That would worry the Saudi government because they've already experienced a bin Laden-inspired attack on their soil. In 1995, a car bomb exploded in an American training facility in Saudi Arabia, killing four American civilians and an Indian citizen. Five young men were arrested by Saudi authorities, and before they were beheaded, they indicated that they were bin Laden sympathizers. Chaz Freeman was the American ambassador to Saudi Arabia during the Gulf War.
There is a substantial minority in Saudi Arabia that is deeply alienated from the United States and angry at us for our policies in the Holy Land and vis-a-vis Iraq.
Some of that substantial minority may be men like bin Laden, who in 1979 went off to fight another group they considered infidel invaders, the Russians, in Afghanistan. Andy Finlayson was in Saudi Arabia in the early 90s training the Saudi military. He says bin Laden has tried to exploit the dissatisfaction of the Saudi-Afghan veterans.
His message resonated with a great many young Saudis. So remember, the Saudi young Saudis, many of them had come back from Afghanistan expecting to be treated as heroes. They were not. Many Saudis, even though they were well-educated and college graduates, the unemployment rate was very high. And sometimes young men, when they're unemployed, they tend to get into trouble.
So the Saudi government has good reason to be concerned and has pledged to help the United States find the perpetrators. But the Saudis also have a troubled relationship with American law enforcement agencies. The FBI was upset that the 1995 bombers were executed before they could interrogate them. And a year later, following another bombing in Saudi Arabia where 19 American airmen were killed, the FBI was not permitted to directly interrogate the suspects arrested by the Saudis. The United States is hoping for a better level of intelligence cooperation this time. Former Ambassador Chaz Freeman believes that Saudi intelligence agencies will be cooperative.
These people, if they are Saudi, or even if they're not Saudi and have stolen identities from Saudi Arabia, are just as much enemies of the Saudi royal family and just as much against the monarchy in Saudi Arabia as they are against us.
And today, following the meeting between the Saudi foreign minister and President Bush, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president is pleased with what the Saudis have done since last Tuesday's attacks. He declined to elaborate. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.